Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow.
Are you sure you're not inebriated?
You're just lashing out because you're not.
I'm not lashing out, dude. You've been acting.
He's lashing out because he's not vice.
Everybody's got a pre-show today on the Ticket Miami's Instagram page and seeing him lashing out.
I'm not lashing out,
dude. You're lashing out. You're a lasher. You're a lasher.
Not to be confused with a slasher, because you definitely ain't slasher.
You sure you didn't have any like another can of that Panthers beer from Funky Buddha? What's in that cup?
Coffee.
Bailey's.
He's sauced.
I'm not sauced.
I got to tell you, boys, I need a good back remedy.
What do you need, buddy?
Bob Kraft has the answer.
That might not help.
Well, it can't hurt.
It can't hurt.
As long as you're not videotaped like he was.
You're right. Correct. Check the room for video machines.
I have my first word to be, hey, that's not my back. I said, not backside.
Patriots.
Wait a minute. Why am I on all fours?
We call this the cow.
Oh, my God. I changed my my garbage disposal yesterday.
Yes. How'd that go?
Well.
Not well.
First of all, you ever have those moments in life where you suggest something to your wife well in advance?
All the time.
Because you see the problems that could occur in the future?
Of course.
That was me. I looked under the sink one day a few months ago. I said, you know what? I think we better change this because it's starting to look a little rusted, and you don't want to deal with that when it gets too bad. No, it still works. So we wait. A couple of days ago, hey, the garbage disposal doesn't work. Okay, fine. There is so much corrosion up under there, right? You can't get any of the screws. So I ended up to take the garbage disposal off, getting vice grips, and bending the top outside of the sink so that it fell through.
You went ghetto, Leroy.
Yes, I did. Because at that point, with all the generals we had in the house, and me being the only, less than general, I was the only one who was quiet enough.
So you're the grunt when...
Kind of, but like...
When your wife and Mima are in town.
She was all excited about this because she likes doing this stuff.
Mima or your wife?
No, my wife.
Oh, okay.
However, I have something she don't have. Strength. And it required a lot of it. Also, you ever tried holding up a garbage disposal underneath the sink?
Can't say that I have.
Wait, let me tell you. You gotta hold it up while it's screwed. So meanwhile, my back is on fire.
You look like you were holding
legs,
up Simba just
my
there.
My back hurts so bad and my legs are tender.
I had a fantastic night last night because as soon as everything was done, lunch boxes were made, all that stuff. Final thing of the night was ready to pack up the old dishwasher. Not draining.
Not draining.
So that's fine. I'm like, you know what? That's a Friday problem.
You just left it?
I'm not just like, it's Thursday night, not in the mood, football. Just, you know what? That's a tomorrow problem. That's a get home from work and I'll figure it out. You know?
I had a 3-hour call with DirecTV yesterday.
I'm done with them.
I got home. None of it's working.
Pay your bill.
No, bill was paid October 7th.
Do you always, when it's something doesn't work, you always go.
No,
first
no.
thing you
the
do
first,
is go
first
check,
thing I check, yeah.
check your account.
So I'm doing through, you know, you reset the box, you unplug it, you do all these things. I call them up. After an hour, I figure out that someone tried to, like, get into my account and add their house onto my house.
That's a bold move.
It is a bold move. But so what did DirecTV do? Well, of course, they stopped the other person from adding their house onto my house, but then they shut my house off. And then we're going through all this hijinks, whatever. There's fraud. There's this. There's that. Promised it would be back on. Not back on. Got to go to this department, that department. Blah, 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 blah. Still not fixed.
You had no TV yesterday?
I was able to watch the game through other means, but I have no DirecTV because they can't get right.
Like, man, do they not understand
no.
that if you didn't have the ticket, no one would want DirecTV?
That is correct. That's what I told the woman. I go, listen, the only reason why I'm still a customer and have been since 2001 is because you have crack cocaine on Sundays. It's called the ticket. That's it. Otherwise, you suck.
You know what's getting ready to happen, right?
What?
Dish and DirecTV are going to combine.
Are they?
Yeah.
I just want, can they just make
A dish that works in the rain?
A Sunday ticket streaming service, because then I would just cut the cord altogether.
Nope.
Well, that's why they pay so much for the ticket, so you don't.
But
why do you even have the NFL ticket, though? The Patriots are on national TV, like, every week.
No, they're not sometimes.
They're really,
really? If they're not on TV.
Mario-wise, like, unless there's a, if there's a Dolphins game,
like, they were
that's the only
on,
thing that'll knock it
they
off.
They were supposed to be on, like, last Sunday down here, and then they switched the games locally so that it didn't get on down here. So
who
I had
are they playing?
They were playing the Redskins last week.
Because, like, no matter how bad they are, we get, like, every Giants game. Every Giants game.
That is true.
Every Giants game. Never misses down here. So, and the Patriots, I feel like, are the same way. As long as it's not a Dolphins conflict.
Oh, conspiracy theorists coming in. Zaslow. He lives right down the street, man. He was trying to add himself onto my DirecTV bill.
Maybe. Maybe.
That guy.
Maybe. I'm with you, though. Like, it's one of these things. I'm still not getting rid of the cutting the cord. I feel like I just need it, like, just in case.
There's so many good streaming services out there, man.
I know, and I use them. I have Prime. I have Netflix. But I don't want to be in a position where I can't, use it.
Got to get the Disney Plus.
Somebody said you should never wear the number one. It looks like it's missing two more numbers.
Get the headlines.
That guy loves
it. WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar.
Somebody said our signals jack up on Mountain Dew.
It's because of the weather. I don't know if people realize it.
Shocking, that's not fixed.
No. Like, we're on AM, and if it, like, there's a cloud in the sky, it's going to affect it, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody said our show should be called Chicken Lips with a Side of Booty Doo and Leroy.
Patriots won last night. They got a touchdown on special teams, touchdown on defense. Their offense didn't look that great. 35-14 was the final.
What a burden.
They're 6-0. Mike Francesa says they need to make all sorts of trades. Got that hot take during the game.
Why? Explain to me why.
You know what?
Josh Gordon got hurt last night.
They have the easiest road to an undefeated record I've ever seen in my life.
They do need some help on the O-line a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Brady was running for
it. Like,
they're going 19-0.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You're disgusting.
Right.
What?
Do you know how
You're
annoying
disgusting.
This is? This is really bad. Your team's
really
6-0. And you're saying, we need so many things.
We need so many things.
For what?
We didn't. The Antonio Brown thing didn't work out, so now
He's still asking to come back to the team, by the way.
You guys should bring him back. What's the big deal?
He covered last night.
Why? Because he made a Robert Kraft joke. So did the entire world. Get over it, Crafty.
Oh, man.
You are going to have to pay him anyway.
Orchids of Asia. Brought down the whole thing.
By the way.
Yeah.
More comments about our radio connection.
Can you check the AM signal? All right. The Canes are in action tonight. It's a game day, boys. We have Virginia in town. They got a pretty good defense. Bronco Mendenhall is doing an okay job. The Canes are still
okay job? When was the last time Virginia? He's doing an excellent job. When was the last time Virginia was ranked and you said, ooh, ranked Virginia comes into town?
Yeah, valid point. The Canes are a 2-point favorite, which I find odd.
I don't understand it.
It's gone up. People are putting money on the Canes.
Well, people are always going to put money on the Canes because it's the U, bro.
No.
I feel like we've debunked that, though, Robbie. Yes. I don't think that's true
anymore. I don't think it's true anymore.
I don't feel like I do not feel a sense of cocky Canes fan.
I mean, no, it's like if you're super benign, like don't know anything about college football, like maybe you bet on a logo. But other than that, anyone that has any clue about anything.
No. Like, I could definitely see if it was just a big name school. Home game, prime time, Friday night. That is a game you're probably supposed to win. But I just don't have faith in this
well,
team.
Well, and then another thing that I don't agree with why they're favored like because of this, but this is a reason why they put them out there as favorites, because the Canes have so many 4- and 5-star athletes, whereas Virginia doesn't have a single 4-star athlete.
I think the Canes
only have 2 5-star guys, and one of them is Lingard, and he doesn't play.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
So I don't think they really do.
I mean, they may have more talent, but...
They're more than
so
Virginia.
Those facts are a little skewed. I don't know why everybody gets so... like. If you're determining that your team should be better because you have more 5-star players, like, you should be making millions at projecting what players are going to be.
Miami has been the shining example of teams that have high recruits that don't end up turning into big-time players. The Astros are moving on to the ALCS. They beat the Rays last night 6-1.
Yeah,
so
they got to go against a pitch tipper.
It'll be Astros and Yankees in the ALCS.
Can I ask something? How does this happen? How does a guy get to a decisive game and he's like, oh, yeah, but I was clearly tipping my pitches the entire time? Because everybody can tell what he's about to throw. Why does it get to this point? Is it just a thing that's been kept under wraps, or is he just doing it all of a sudden?
Just because you know doesn't mean you can stop it. Hitting a baseball is hard.
It's a little easier when you know what's coming.
It wasn't for the Astros in the first inning.
It's a little easier if you know, but it's still hard.
No, it still takes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole thing with the steroid thing was, oh, well, that makes it all easier. No, you still have to make contact with the baseball.
Right.
We have Panthers hockey. They're going out on a third.
Come on now. Let's go Cats.
Go a 3-game road trip tonight. Starts in Buffalo. The puck drops at 7. You can hear that one right here on AM 790 of the Ticket, because we have the Canes starting at 4 with the pregame on 560 the Joe. So we got that. The Washington Mystics are the WNBA champions. They beat the Connecticut Sun 89-78. And that's about it.
All right, man. When we come back, 15 minutes of heat. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin Leroy and Beast. It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yuengling, a beer as bold as those who drank it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling, spread your wings. Please drink responsibly. We got your chance to win $1,000 coming up on later in today's show, so be listening for that. It is 15 minutes of heat. Miami Heat are off until Monday. But we do have an interesting story to get to. I do want to let everybody know about the Dribble Drive, which is coming up on November 16th, which is a really great event put together by Entercom, the Heat, and Miami Cancer Institute, concocted up by Jonathan Zaslow. He is going to be going 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall all the way into the American Airlines Arena. You guys can join on in. You can get yourself a team. You can donate. All of that going on. HeatHelpCure.org. If you don't want to go 13.8 miles, you guys can do the shorter 3.3-mile one, or you guys can go with the Dribble Drive Dash, which is right around the perimeter of the arena. Really, really great event coming on up, so check that on out. HeatHelpCure.org. That's what's there for you. Now, this is great, boys. I don't know if you saw this, but little story came out of from an individual we like to know as Barry Jackson.
The Buzz.
And he lets us know there's a new friendship in the old Heat headquarters. And that friendship is between Jimmy Butler and Alonzo Mourning. Best friends forever.
BFFs.
They're hanging out, Leroy. They talk every day, according to Jimmy Butler. He says, I talk to Zoe every single day. He's helping me tremendously. I wish I could bug D. Wade every single day, but he just happened to retire, so I'll give him that life. But Zoe, he is helping me be a leader, constantly reminding me of how I can lead in numerous ways, whether it's talking with this guy or how this guy can handle stuff or what I'm supposed to be doing on the floor. Obviously, he's done it all before. He's a huge help to me. I'll talk to him later today. Guarantee I'll talk to him tomorrow and every day after that. Two fun guys loving each other, heat culture bleeding. I mean, could you love this Jimmy Butler anymore? I ask that.
You guys don't know me, you know, but I have an amazing sense of humor, you know. You just don't see that side of me too often, so.
Yeah, couple of jokesters.
Fun guy.
Couple of jokesters.
Fun guys.
By the way.
What?
Have you ever met a person with a great personality and a fun guy that has told you they were?
Oh, yeah.
Alonzo. No, you haven't.
Alonzo.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Alonzo.
You know that. You
Kawhi?
Stop.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm a fun guy.
They should have just sent Kawhi to China. He would have squashed this all in 2 seconds.
Right.
I'm a fun guy, China. Yes. Jimmy Butler and Zoe are best friends. I love it. They're just going to be two fun guys hanging out with one another, learning the ropes. What could Zoe be teaching Jimmy Butler? He'd teach him the scowl. Teach him lifting weights like Zoe does in his weight room. Oh, I love it. Delightful. What? Well, why aren't you heat culture, man? This is great stuff.
I'm your heat culture on game day.
I mean, we don't have a game till Monday. This is a little story today, a little blurb.
I'll be heat culture then.
Why?
I will say this.
You can't be heat culture the preseason, no.
Right. I will say this, though.
You either heat culture all the time or none of the time.
No,
one of the indications of how good your franchise is, and I've always said this, when you watch preseason football, don't watch the starters. Watch the guys who are probably not going to be playing NFL football at the end of the game in preseason to see how they play, right?
Yep.
The intensity they play with, whether they know what they're doing, that's culture. So when you watch the game two nights ago, right? Yeah. When you watch that game and you see guys that who are probably going to be in the G League, right, and you see how they play with the intensity on defense, the up-tempo, when they don't play, they don't have the talent as the starters, but they play in the same way, that's a good franchise.
You feel like Jimmy Butler and Alonzo Mourning are working out and like they're shaking hands like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers in The Predator?
No!
Yeah. Just like forearm shakes. Yeah.
What's up with that? We should bring that back.
What, the forearm shake?
Yeah.
I agree. I like the forearm shake.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Glistening. Oh, dripping off each other.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
What?
Why'd you beast the situation?
I didn't. That's just how it was. That was how the handshake was.
Yeah, you used like, glistening.
Wait, that was the most muscles ever in a handshake.
Well, was that a forearm shake or was that
no,
like a...
No, they went like they were getting ready to arm wrestle. Because everybody was flexing.
Yeah.
Everybody was flexing.
Everybody was flexing.
Right. Right.
Now, yesterday, more drama with this China NBA thing went down. In Tokyo, a reporter decided to ask James Harden and Russell Westbrook about it, and this lady got blocked the hell out of the building. They were like, "Nope, no politics."
The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder, after the events of this week and the fallout we've seen, whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future.
Excuse me, we're taking basketball questions only.
It's a legitimate question. Exactly. This is an event that's happened this week during the NBA. This particular question has not been answered. James.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Also, the NBA canceled media availability for the rest of the trip.
That's right.
Of course.
That's right. And they're like, oh, no.
I think we won't keep the microphone. I had a question for Steven, and it wasn't answered.
They need to
bring, she said it with the accent,
They need to bring Barry Trammell there, and Barry Trammell's going to be like, no,
question about China and it wasn't answered, I'm gonna keep the microphone.
No, you know who they need is who's that guy, Gary Nelson from the Marlins presser?
Oh. Can a deal like this wash that much bad blood?
And then Samson just pops up.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. It's like, no, you're not really appreciative, David.
Samson like throws his body at Loria. Must protect the boss.
Yeah, he's definitely David Samson's definitely covered up a puddle with his body for Jeffrey Loria before.
Correct.
So he wouldn't get his shoes wet.
Hey, I got to tell you, Carl Weathers.
Yeah,
went to my high school.
Really?
Oh yeah, I think you've told us this before.
Yeah.
Like same class.
He gets so angry with the old jokes.
Point for Tobin!
So angry.
Dumbass.
You, Carl Weathers, and Leonard Fournette.
All together.
And Tyrann Mathieu.
I mean, just three great.
Avery Johnson.
Four great athletic accomplishments. You have Leroy
Horn.
Can
I just tell you, to this day, if you said, hey, you know, Avery Johnson won a championship. All the guys on that team, I think he played on basketball team and went undefeated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on that team, they say, oh, they're going to go somewhere. Him, not so much. And he had the longest career.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys had quite the
Stop doubling Shaq, though.
Generational Pony Express.
I appreciate Avery Johnson. Great coaching in the 06 finals.
Transition defense.
How many times do you think in the Zoe Jimmy Butler friendship has he showed him the 6 minutes in the finals where he's just convulsing, blocking?
Under that block, he's shaking on the floor.
Shaking on the floor, convulse. Oh, it's the best. Nobody's ever played harder.
That was amazing.
Nobody's ever played harder at basketball for that type of stretch.
Just five blocks.
There's everything he can.
How do you
give
think
you.
A conversation goes between those two?
Well. I feel like it's a lot of scowling. You know what I feel like they play?
F-bombs.
I feel like they play who's the softest. And I think they just go over a list of people and say, that guy's soft. So like...
Eric Dampier.
Yeah, like Zoe will talk about Eric Dampier being soft. Jimmy Butler will talk about Andrew Wiggins being soft. And they'll just compare notes. That's how I feel that game goes. He's soft, he's soft, he's soft. Then they talk bleep about the guys on the Heat they think are soft. I think that's how the game goes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Hassan.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Zoe has Hassan stories for days.
You know what sucks about that? When the whole time he's here, they try and make it seem like it's not that. Like the same guys who were probably calling him soft. Because you know, with all that's going on and the way Spo was talking and Roz was talking about Hassan. Behind the scenes, oh my goodness, they had to be racking their brains like, oh, please.
Zoe definitely, Spo definitely had himself like a safe room where he could just scream whenever he had to deal with Hassan problems.
And like the rage room?
Yeah, he has like the rage room, like the Philadelphia Flyers have put together. Just taking a baseball bat to a vase or something like that just so he can get his frustration out.
You can't be hard and go vase.
What do you mean?
Like it just doesn't. Sound.
I feel though like it's better. It takes out more rage if you take out a fancy vase than it is taking out a vase.
First of all, you're redneck from the woods.
You should.
You
not
don't
be,
say
you
vase.
Should never say vase.
No, it's a vase. What do you guys say vase?
Yes,
I'm a vase guy.
Do you say
it's all about that vase?
Do you say foyer or foyer?
No, stop.
Croissants.
Croissant.
Croissant.
I'm going to fight you.
This text comes in. For those of you listening on the stream, you're lucky because you get to hear us. How do astronauts get a clear signal down to Earth from the moon? An AM radio signal goes to bleep when Ricky the Squirrel and his boys kick over the transmitter.
I don't know.
You want me to reach out to Mosfetal, give him a you up text?
just hey, you want to do an unfiltered interview?
It's not illegal.
I'm for it, man. Oh my God, that fight's coming in, man. It's less than a month away. I can't wait.
It's like, Beast, you guys okay? It must be a hurricane over there. Joe's okay though.
Of course, of course.
Yep.
And then what are we gonna get? Hey, when we go to the boss's office later, what are we gonna get?
No.
The old penguin shrug.
He's gonna say, "We need to do something about your ratings."
He was in rare form yesterday, the boss.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. He was just ornery. I couldn't deal with him on anything.
Well, maybe we could send him out ornery with the pythons, and he can stand on the top of the transmitter with some foil.
I just don't understand. How can we not stay on the air?
Probably the most important aspect of this whole business, not where you...
I would feel like the two things I would want to get right if I ran a radio conglomerate, because I get all these emails about how much money we spent in this place.
Yeah.
You know, because people can't get their dishes right. But... call me crazy. Instead of complaining about dishes and
don't forget the $600 bathroom bill.
Yeah, instead of all that stuff, one, I'd have a roof that works. And two, I'd have radio that works. That's just me, though. But, hey, I'm happy to sit and do another three-hour meeting about Google and how to get our links right. Please, we're all using our time very efficiently here. we all have this stuff. It's going splendid.
If you have the search engine optimization.
By the way, Robbie, did you see we have to do another webinar?
Yep.
Another mother bleeping webinar.
On the same thing.
How about this?
Right?
No, it's not the same thing. It's totally different.
Tell me this. I will go on your webinars, and I will take your tours that you want me to take off my free time. I will do that as soon as you make my radio station work. That's my addition. Those are my stakes right now. When you have my radio station fixed and we can stay on the air in the morning, I will go take your tours and I will do your webinars. Until then, do not ask me to do anything. I'm not. I have done plenty for the station. I do plenty for my free time. I have given a lot of the extra stuff. And all I ask are for the simplest of things. This is not radio diva stuff.
Can you add a cough button to that?
I would like, yeah. And a cough button. I would like the simplest tasks to be done.
Talkback button.
The simplest radio things. A roof that works, a signal that works, and then I will do your extras. Then you will get me to wear fun t-shirts on Friday. Then you will get me to put my dishes away. Then you will get me to sit in meetings. Then you will get me to take tours. And then you will get me to do webinars. But until those things are covered, and I swear to Christ, if you tell me, oh, we're on it. You're not, because this has been going on for 4 months. When those things are covered, I will gladly do the extra stuff again, like a good employee, like I have done for this radio station since I was 20 years old. But until then, do not send me another email. Do not send me another memo. Do not give me another meeting until the radio station works, for Christ's sakes. Guys, you can hear every Miami Heat game right here on the ticket, starting with JetBlue Vacation Show, the pregame, hosted by Zaslow and Tommy Tighe an hour before tip-off. And following the game, it is the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat post-game show, the three-time champion, Miami Heat, every game, right here on the ticket. Heat Weekly is coming up tomorrow. I will be a guest with Tommy Tighe on Heat Weekly, dropping that knowledge on the weekend. Whenever Tommy sends out the bat signal, I'm there.
You got to lead the league in guest appearances on Heat Weekly.
I've never been on once.
Yes, and you never will.
Why?
Because I'm the guy. You really want to...
Didn't Leroy come on one time?
Oh, yeah, Leroy did go on one time.
Jethro will be on before me.
Most likely.
Go on one time.
Heat Weekly.
I've never been on it.
Oh.
We thought you were on once.
No.
I feel like you have been on once.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you were asked about it, or we just never.
No.
Either way, we have your cohort coming up at around 9 o'clock today. You'll have your chance to win $1,000.
Maybe you'll be able to hear it by then.
Leroy's got four down territory for you asked today. Robbie, he's got the Magnificent Seven ass today. Adam Beasley's coming on. He's got Dolphins for your ass today. We got all that coming for you. Now, this bum, Mr. Fragile, Kevin Love, he has fired shots at Jimmy Butler. I have been alerted by this via text. Thank you, Texter. You're doing the Lord's work. This bum, Kevin Love, he has a problem with Jimmy Butler working out at 3:30 in the morning. Yup. Here's what he says, Leroy. This is via Cleveland.com, a.k.a. Hell.com. When asked about whether or not he's waking up at 3:30 a.m. like Jimmy Butler does in Miami, Love couldn't help but smile. Quote, come on, man. It's a long season. I think Jimmy's an amazing player, but I think some things are just for show. We've been putting in long hours, so getting up at 3:30 and getting in there is not going to do anything but make us mad. Well, bro, listen, Kevin Love, you're on that retirement tour, man. You're playing in Cleveland on a max deal, post LeBron James. So there's no reason for you to get up, I guess, anymore because you've checked out, you know, when you don't break your hands doing knuckle push-ups. So excuse me that somebody has the work ethic to get up at 3:30 and you go out there with the body of a sea lion and expect to get through a season. I'm sorry that it offends you and you think Jimmy Butler's doing these things for show. For show, Leroy. I mean, good God. This Kevin Love. Do me a favor, Kevin Love. Shut your yap. When somebody asks you about working at 3:30, do nothing but applaud that and say, that's crazy work ethic. I wish I could match that, but I can't because I'm on that fat. You know, everybody accuses Jimmy Butler of retiring because he went to Miami. No, no. The person who retired and is basically just cashing fat checks is Kevin Love because he's on a team that is actively looking to tank, but they just kind of kept him around. This isn't even like the Chris Bosh thing where Chris Bosh was trying to play for the Miami Heat post LeBron and be the face of the franchise, but his blood wouldn't work. This is Kevin Love who's actively having a contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers and like, hey, Kevin Love, never mind. Don't play for us. We want high draft picks. Never mind, sir. Just take a seat. That's all that is. And he wants to come out here and question whether or not Jimmy Butler is legitimately working out at 3:30 and he thinks it's all for show? Please. Please. Spare me, Kevin Love. I don't want to hear it. Not from you, sir. Not from you, Mr. 4-6.
The original. The OG.
The OG. Ooh. The OG. Mr. Brittle Hips going out there. Actually, Brittle Hips was pouncy.
Although
now his neck doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is that him or his brother?
No, it's him.
It's him?
Yeah, the guy from the Chargers.
Hey, did you guys
see the guy from the Chargers?
Speaking of which, we talked about the story yesterday. Did you guys see Errol Spence? No broken bones or fractures?
Yes.
No, but he had all sorts of tendon and ligament injuries.
He'll take that all day.
He was still in the ICU.
What?
He's in the ICU.
Yeah, but he's like up and responding. He's like
no, no,
full
he's conscious. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, he has no broken bones. But as Leroy can attest to, like, you know, the other stuff can set you back as well.
Couple of MCLs and.
Did you see the yes! footage of it though? Like, how's he alive?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Well, so, well I will you, say this:
you saw him get thrown from the car.
The car that car flipped over that many times,
and
the cockpit of the car was well, he was out of the car by then.
True. Well, I don't. Which one of you brought up? Someone said that he was drunk.
I think he was drunk as a skunk.
I don't want to allege anything, but I will tell you this. They do tell you that if you're very inebriated, if you get a bad crash like that, your body's so relaxed from the alcohol, you're actually better off.
Blah, 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 blah.
We're on the air.
Oh, hey. Bravo. Hey.
Look at that.
Great. Hey, good job, everybody. Thank you for getting
Did you go and mash some buttons back there, Beast?
No, I went and saw the red lights blinking that, you know, were off, but our engineer was sleeping, so. We're back on now, though. It's great.
Just by luck?
I would say this. After I called the engineer and Galen called the engineer, someone higher than us called the engineer, and all of a sudden we're back.
Amazing.
Magic.
Magic.
Mm. I think it was Tobin.
Thanks, man. Anyway.
Too bad nobody heard it.
That's okay. There's always hey. Download the podcast on radio.com, even though they want me to take another webinar to learn how to use it and sitting through Russians.
You sit there with the Googles and you do free wine.
Hey, please. I can't sit through another one of those.
No, I'm never sitting through one of those again. Never. Never. Send me the cliff notes.
And everybody was there. That was a huge meeting.
Hey, Beast took notes.
First of all, they
he was drawing stickmen. He was next to me drawing stickmen.
I love doodling during a meeting.
Oh, no, that's my favorite pastime. I can't.
Leroy, you're drawing up plays?
No, I wasn't drawing up nothing. I couldn't see the paper. I was laughing too.
Trying to hold his laughter in.
Yeah, and then they're going to be like, hey, radio.com, send us some more national stuff.
All right, here's an article about how the Patriots offense isn't up to snuff. Get the hell out of here.
They do need to work on that.
That kicker.
No, they don't. I don't want Patriots articles. That's fine.
Oh,
Nugent doinked one last night.
Oh, shut up, dude. You are
so
not in the rest of football reality with the rest of us.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
You do realize what's going on down here with every team, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have two chances to have good football.
Right.
And
it's not working.
Between the both of them, we've been playing football combined 2 months, and there's two wins.
I feel—
against Bethune!
I know.
And Central Michigan.
That's my team.
Okay.
My school.
But
my alma
you
mater.
Always have a get out of jail free card. Because you could always say, no matter how bad Miami plays, hey, I'm a Pats fan too.
Yeah, you know, if a Saturday's bad, I wake up on Sunday and things are better.
Not this Sunday.
Nope.
The Sullys can always counter. Hey, we got UMass.
some woman at my synagogue introduced herself to me, and she's from Boston, whatever. She's like, I went to UMass Amherst, and I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, why? I'm like, you just got your asses kicked by FIU.
Yeah,
you just got whippled.
Can't stop the whip, bro. We get your headlines next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.